Rabbi Yaakov Menken of the Coalition for Jewish Values joins me to discuss the horrific rise in anti-Semitism. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, the rabbi and I also discuss the left's targeting of Hasidic schools and its ugly view of Israel. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Good morning to everybody. It is Hello. Thursday. Happiest Hello. Of Thursdays to everybody. The reason that we were so off track for a minute, you guys, is because I am freaking out about this new thing I learned about Master Spa Swim Spas. So Master Spas, and you know them because they're like the biggest name in hot tubs, like in the entire world, like internationally, they are the leading hot tub manufacturer, swim spa manufacturer. Everything's made in the United States. They're amazing. So we have this landing page now, right? And I'm going to share my screen because I want you to see it. When you go to masterspas.com/chicks, you get to this page, right? So what you're looking at right there is a picture of one of their swim spas, which is essentially like a pool, okay? Except that it has a current that you can exercise against. You can swim or run against it. It still has all the jets of a hot tub. But then, you guys, this is why we were late, because I was completely freaking out about this. Okay, so scroll down. You're going to see our happy little faces, right? But then, look, you can row. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw the rowing. Yeah, the rowing is pretty cool. Because we actually thought about getting a rowing machine, but we were like, God, just to row is kind of expensive. Those rowing machines are too expensive, because that's all you do is row on the rowing machines. So like, but I would do the swim spa, because you can swim, you know, you can like you have leisure time in there. You can swim against the current. You can row. Yeah, there's all sorts. You can, I mean, it's obviously like a little bit more. You can do a lot more stuff in a swim spa.
Oh my
God. Plus, like a little pool. Plus, it's a hot tub. You know what I mean? There's all sorts of stuff you can do in there. So
that's amazing.
It is.
I'm sorry, but I did not know that part. Like, I knew about the swim spa and like the cool stuff it can do already. Ah, geez. She just disappeared.
Why does it
guys?
Keep doing that?
You're there. I can hear you.
I know.
You just need to like,
I'll come
there
back.
You are.
I don't know why it keeps doing that. My camera is acting up today. I'm sorry, you guys.
Anyway, I knew about like most of the things, but the rowing thing is a whole brand new thing. And so very, very excited. I wanted to make sure to share that with everybody and remind you that if you're interested in looking at a swim spa at a retailer near you, or if you've been a long time thinking about getting a hot tub because it's fall, this is like the best time. Anytime is great for hot tubs, right? They're year round, especially in the summer. I like using them as dipping pools because you turn down the temperature and then you have your own little dipping pool. They're amazing for year-round stuff. So you can get a coupon when you go to masterspas.com/chicks. You can get yourself $1,000 off of the swim spa or $500 off of any of their hot tubs. If you just fill out the little form, they'll send you the coupon and you will be all set. And you can start to row if you
and
want.
And the best part is you never have to leave home, which is
you
my favorite
thing. You never
have
to leave home.
I don't like
and
leaving my house.
Everybody ever. Wants to come to your house.
You can all come to my house. You guys can come to my house, but I don't like leaving my house. Okay. And then also, you guys, make sure that you check out our deep dive from this week, because we talked about being censored, which is a very important topic right now. I thought it was a really good deep dive, but it dropped yesterday. So you guys should check that out. You can find all of our stuff at chicksontheright.com/links. Find all the things.
All the places. Mm-hmm. And that way, if we ever disappear from YouTube again, which we have been now known to do, if you go to chicksontheright.com/links, you'll know all the other places that we are. So just please make a note of that so that you don't have to email me a million times saying, are you guys kicked off of YouTube? Where can I find your videos? We tell you all every day, every single day we tell you every day. Okay, so we need to get to some serious news. I fought with a couple people. I know people were mad at me again. They're mad yesterday because we were speculating that maybe Herschel Walker was lying about this whole abortion thing, because I don't know why, but conservatives get so dug in on people and personalities that they decide they no longer care about honesty. And I'm not saying I wouldn't vote for the guy, because I still would. Because again, the alternative is awful. But there's more to the story now coming out. And what the more to the story is that this woman that just yesterday and the day before, Herschel Walker claimed, have no idea who this woman is. She's clearly lying. Well, It's the mom of one of his existing kids who he reluctantly acknowledged the existence of just within the last 24 months. So I'm just reporting what's going on. I'm sorry for all those people that just want so desperately to believe that he's this perfect human. He's not. None of us are. But it would be really, really helpful if he would just be honest. And then he could ask for forgiveness. To your point yesterday, which I thought you said so well, we are very willing to forgive. And redemption is a big thing, right? But you got to let us by telling the truth.
Right. And that's, and I think that's why his, obviously that's why his son is so angry. Cause you know that his son and the, his son up to this point, up to the point of like early this week, was so willing to, you know, love him and embrace him and be like, you know what? My dad is my dad. And I you know, I love you no matter what. And we have a relationship and it's cool. It's fine. Whatever, you know, you are who you are. You weren't really present, but I love you and it's cool. But then he did this. And I think he was just like, I'm done. I mean, he basically said that I'm done, you know, because it's like you just can't you can't lie and I can't cover for you. So it, I'm not going to do it. And so, I mean, I get that. I totally get it. I'm sure the kid is he seems like a good kid. And I think he's just like, it's like, what do you always say? The up with which you can't put
or what? Yeah, so I don't say it. That's an Ashley Judd thing.
That's an Ashley. She just can't. I think he was just he's just done. And so I listen, like you say, I would vote for the guy if I lived in Georgia, because I think that, you know, regardless of his personal life, he has ideals that align with my ideals politically.
Exactly.
So I don't really care about his personal life. I really don't. I don't care about any of these people's personal lives. It's none of my freaking business. That's how I feel about politics. However, I do think all this stuff is really icky and it looks bad because we are the party of family values, whether we like it or not. And so it does make us look kind of bad, you know? So, I mean, if you are going to go out there and tout the whole family values thing, you know, just don't lie. Don't freaking lie. Don't be a liar.
It's not a lot to ask. I mean, I know it's a lot to ask of politicians basically anymore.
Right.
But man, it would just be so refreshing for somebody to come out and be like, yeah, you know what? I was the biggest a-hole.
Right.
And I slept with everybody.
Yeah.
I got everybody pregnant. I paid for like 7,000 abortions. Mm-hmm. I sucked as a human. And now I have changed and I hope you can forgive me because I really have changed. That's it.
And
just
you know what?
Say it.
And conservatives will embrace you. Conservatives will go, oh my God, we forgive you. It's fine. We forgive you. Let's all move on. Liberals will take that and run with it and be jerks about it. But conservatives will say, all right, you know, we've all done terrible things and we love you. It's fine. Let's move on. That's how we are. So I just wish you would have done that. I just wish you would have done that. You
know? Well, now, of course, now that that story broke yesterday, the word from his campaign is no comment. So I'm sure he will comment. He'll be forced to comment at some point. But right now, I'm sure they're scrambling, trying to figure out how they're going to do damage control. And Christian's response to this part of the story last night was to simply tweet, use a condom. Damn. That was all he said. So
and I feel sorry for that kid, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. We got to talk about the big Governor DeSantis Biden meeting that happened in Florida yesterday. Biden went to survey the damage and offer, I don't know, emotional support, which he did a terrible job at to the people of Florida. I have a post that I'm going to be putting on our website at chicksontheright.com about a video that we're not going to show here, but we'll show it on our website of Biden lying again about that frickin' house fire that he had in 2004. He tried to use that, you guys, as a way of saying, I know what you're going through, people lost your whole home.
I know what you're going through.
Because he said, now I didn't lose my whole home, but I lost a good part of it. No, that's a freaking lie. Some of his kitchen caught on fire. It took 20 minutes to put out. He probably was inconvenienced for a week and a half while it got remodeled. And he's trying to say, I feel your pain. Shut up, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Shut up. Anyway, so the moment with DeSantis and Casey and meeting the Bidens was very cordial. It looked like this. Handshaky.
I'm surprised you didn't try to snip her hair. You didn't go in for that.
And then here comes Jill.
Oh, there's Jill.
handshakies, very cordial. Okay, so that's it, right? So it was fine. Everybody mm-hmm. can calm down. There's not, right. they didn't like go and, you know, they didn't exchange blows. It was fine, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was fine. They were all posturing, you know, they were trying to be nice to one another. And that's nice. That's nice.
Very nice. Nice. Uh-huh. Very, very nice. Mm-hmm. But then Biden gave some prepared remarks. And I just want everybody to focus on DeSantis's face, okay? Because Biden is going to say, no matter what our differences are, now the governor is with me on the whole climate change thing. That's his new position. Watch.
Situation where the Colorado River looks more like a stream. There's a lot going on. And I think the one thing this has finally ended is a discussion about whether or not there's climate change. We should do something about it.
Oh, my God. And he even like tilts his head. He's like, what? What the hell are you talking about? This doesn't end any discussion on climate change. You goof.
God, I just love his face so much. I love it. Oh my God, that's my favorite thing.
I know. We never had the discussion. There was never a discussion.
I just do really love that. Now, there was a moment too, I think it was towards the tail end of his remarks, where Biden did that thing where he catches himself not making any sense at all and then gets mad, but he pretends that the anger is about the thing that he's trying to say and not right. the fact that he can't sound coherent.
He actually can't talk or read a teleprompter at any point. Yeah, he's...
Oh my God, you guys, mm-hmm. make this make sense.
California, Oregon, Oregon, Washington State, Idaho, down into New Mexico and Arizona, then makes up the entirety of the state of New Jersey. To the ground. Gone. Gone. And so the thing I plead with you to do, and I'm sure you will, we're going to get you all through this. You're going to get, because of the grit of all of you, but when you get it done, when you hear it happen somewhere else, remember, this is the United States of America. We're all in this.
I'm going to put them on. Look at me. I'm Tom Cruise with my sunglasses. I'm putting them on to my Maverick. God, he thinks he's such a badass. He really does, doesn't he?
And look at these faces. Look at Casey's face. And Casey's just trying to hold it together. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, dude, God. And DeSantis's face is just the best. It's epic. Like that should be a meme right there. That right there should be a meme.
Well, and then of course, DeSantis had an opportunity to speak as well. And he stood at that podium behind the presidential seal. And I was like, yeah, this looks right.
Of course it looks right. I mean, it says everything. It like speaks volumes, because we're probably going to see that again. Right.
Oh, God, I just love the way that looked, you guys. I really loved it.
I know you did.
Uh-huh. Now, also, there was the moment that everybody is talking about where Biden was caught on a hot mic speaking with the mayor of Fort Myers. And so this mayor guy, apparently seems to be a bit of a fan. And he is defending this moment where Biden did one of his F-bomb drops. The mayor is defending the moment, saying, oh, that's just how guys like us talk with one another, which is fine. Okay. But I don't understand the context. I've listened to it a million times, cannot figure out the context. And so you guys listen and see if you can figure it out. It's CNN is talking about it.
Florida touring the damage caused by Hurricane Ian. He met with Governor Ron DeSantis, of course. There was a moment between President Biden and the mayor of Fort Myers Beach that was caught on a hot mic. I just want to play it for you. Listen in.
Coming down, we appreciate it. I'll keep the
finger. No one
Yeah, goddamn right.
And I can't argue with your brothers outside the house.
That's exactly
what?
Right. That's exactly like, right. What? All right, good to see you.
What does that even mean? I mean, he's down there for a hurricane. What does that even, like, no one Fs with a Biden? Okay, what, the hurricane doesn't matter? I don't understand what that means.
Same. No one understands it. That's the problem. He doesn't make any sense.
No, he's just, I mean, I don't, okay, so you think you're, put him up. Right. I mean, he's like the cowardly lion. I don't understand what he's trying to say there. It's just the context of it is strange.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing if somebody was attacking us, like if we were, if it was back like at, you know, 9/11 or something, that I would be like, okay, so nobody F's with you personally. Even then it would be strange. Nobody right. F's with the, nobody F's with America. That would make sense. But like, I don't understand. He's insane. He has dementia, you guys. Like he clearly has dementia. And that guy was playing along. You're GD Wright. You old man, you old crazy man, Joe. It made no sense.
It made no sense. It would have made sense, actually, if Biden would have said something like, you don't F with Florida, right? Like, screw you, hurricane. We're going to recover from this because that's Florida. That would have made sense. But for him to make it about himself, just like with the freaking fire, the house fire that he lied right. about again. He's so just... I'm bordering like on seething, hateful rage at him now. He no longer just gets... contempt. This kind of thing warrants full on rage.
Yeah. And what
it just does.
What is up with the arguing with your brother outside the house? What is that? What was that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because if he would have said that to me, I would have been like, what are you talking about? Brothers outside the house? Like this is nobody ever calls him on his dementia. I mean, I would have asked him that. This is why he's glad he's not talking to me.
Can I read you an email that you're going to just love so much?
Email.
Well, and I wanted to read it because as we've mentioned before, if you are someone who takes advantage of our special offers with our friends Genucel at genucel.com/chicks, they have amazing skincare products that we've been using for years. And lots of people have tried it, loved it, and sent testimonials. And now, if you send us a testimonial that we end up reading on our show, then... we will send that email on to the folks at Genucel and they will send you something for free because that's the kind of company it is.
Completely awesome. Mm-hmm.
So I have a testimonial and this one, wow, this one was a powerful one. It says, this is from Jenny. And Jenny says, hi chicks, I've been a daily listener and watcher since 2020, though I've followed your Facebook page for years before that. Not sure how I never noticed that you all did a podcast prior to 2020, but I'm glad I found you because your podcast helped me get through the shit show that was the year 2020. On top of all the crazy that was that year, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer in September. I went through 5 months of chemo, multiple surgeries, and 30 radiation treatments. As you can imagine, treatment did a number on my skin. Enter Genucel. I started using it towards the end of chemo, and all I can say is, wow. It helped my skin bounce back after treatment, so much so, in fact, that I shocked a friend of mine the other day by telling her that I was actually 4 years older than another one of our mutual friends. She thought I was the younger one. I used the entire favorite products bundle, plus the crystals. That's the microdermabrasion stuff that I love so much.
Scrubby stuff.
Mm-hmm. And she says, side note, why does it smell like candy? I don't know. It smells so freaking good. I want to eat that.
Yeah.
And my skin really does look great, especially for a 46-year-old cancer survivor. Thank you for bringing humor into my mornings and for promoting this amazing skincare line. P.S. Daisy, I've been meaning to tell you, welcome to Texas ever since you moved down here.
I from love Jenny. Jenny, thank you. Thank you. Fellow Texan. God, I love that.
I mean, you
God
guys,
bless her.
I don't know what other convincing you need to go to genucel.com/chicks. You're going to get 70% off the very popular package that she's talking about. And then on top of that, they're going to send you their hyaluronic acid serum for absolutely free. And they ship for free. So genucel.com/chicks. I don't even know how I can top that letter. 70%. Like to tell you how great they are.
And 70% off. I mean, I know everybody's hurting right now financially, but 70% off is amazing. And if there's one thing that I don't give up, it's skincare. I don't give up skincare during tough times. I don't. Right. Did you know that like that was one thing during the depression that women didn't give up? Was makeup.
Really?
Makeup and skincare. I read that once. Because
we're vain. I didn't know that.
We're vain, man. We're vain.
I did not know that. I need to switch gears. And this is like now comes the depressing part of our show. which I don't mean to be, but I do want to give you a couple Tucker clips from last night, because Tucker talked about what we talked about yesterday, which is this whole Nord Stream pipeline. We played a clip yesterday of John Kirby and Brett Baer going back and forth, like John Kirby denying absolutely that the U.S. had anything to do with the pipeline explosion, and Brett Baer saying, okay, but why would Russia do that to themselves?
He was squirrely. He was very, very squirrely.
And the whole point is Americans are afraid of trusting the government right now, and rightly so. And Tucker did a phenomenal review of why people are so doubtful of what this administration is spouting right now. And it's because of what the administration spouted just a few months back. Watch.
Here's Biden this winter on American television pledging to destroy the Nord Stream pipelines if Russia does something he doesn't want them to do. Watch.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly? Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
So that's about as clear as it gets. Biden doesn't say we will shut it down. He will say there will be no Nord Stream pipeline. We will put an end to it. And the reporter says, but wait a second, it's not your pipeline. How will you be able to do that? So he has a chance to reframe the question, to revise his answer, to be more precise, but he doesn't. He says flat out, I promise you, we'll be able to take out Nord Stream. Joe Biden, President of the United States. So there's that clue. And then, as if that wasn't enough, last week, last Friday, the Secretary of State in the Biden administration, Mr. Tony Blinken, bragged about how great the sabotage of Nord Stream was. And we're quoting, it's a tremendous opportunity, said Tony Blinken. It's a great thing, not a tragedy, a victory. Something we're in favor of. We're excited about it. Destroyed a natural gas pipeline. We're for that. So that might be another clue that the Biden administration may have had something to do with it. Oh, but no, says the White House. Despite the fact that we promised we would do it, and then we crowed about how great it was after it happened, we had nothing at all to do with it. Who did it? Well, Russia did it. They blew up their own pipeline, making their own country poorer and weaker in the middle of a major war, because that's how crazy, but also diabolically effective, the Russians are. Suicidal, yet brilliant. And if you don't buy that story uncritically, if you have any questions about how exactly that might work, you're a disloyal American. Shut up.
Yeah, you're a Russian whatever, you know, spy, or, you know, he's just like, this is the thing that they've been saying that about Tucker forever, right? He's just like on the side of Putin, you know, he's a Putin lover. You know, the whole trusting your government thing. I mean, I've always been kind of skeptical ever since we started doing what we do about, you know, they're on the up and up or they mean well for us. And I think there are good people that work for the government. Sure. Absolutely. But ever since COVID, I've been like, I'm out.
Mm. Well, they gave us so many reasons to distrust so many agencies all at the same time, all the stuff with Trump and then all the stuff with COVID. It's like, who is left that we can actually count on?
I honestly can't think of one. If you guys can name them. I mean, right now, maybe it's just early. I haven't had enough coffee, but I cannot think of one agency that I'm like, oh, I fully give all of my trust to that one agency. And I know they have my personal best interest in mind, because they don't. I mean, they don't. So I can't think.
Well, and speaking of agencies that don't have your best interests at heart, let me just now play you the most recent explosive news about the IRS.
My God.
Good evening, Liz. Well, this bombshell investigation from the DOJ shows the IRS might have their hands full policing the people they already have on staff. One of these IRS employees committed pandemic fraud in more than one way. A 38-year-old woman from Cordova, Tennessee, submitted loan applications for pandemic relief for business businesses that did not exist. She also claimed to be unemployed to collect extra cash, all while being actually employed by the IRS. So not only getting taxpayer-funded paychecks, but stealing taxpayer money at the same time. The U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee saying these thieves stole the money not out of need, but out of greed. Quote, these individuals acting out of pure greed abused their positions by taking government funds meant for citizens and businesses who desperately needed it. What they spent the money on will blow your mind. The five IRS employees used stolen taxpayer money to buy luxury goods like a Mercedes-Benz, Gucci clothing, Gucci purses, jewelry, on self-care like manicures and massages, and vacations, several of them taking trips to Vegas to blow the cash. Last month, the U.S. Treasury Inspector General announced they would be auditing the IRS to make sure their own staff are paying taxes after reports that found 1,250 IRS employees didn't pay their own taxes or were late to pay. And some of the excuses that these IRS agents used for not paying taxes was that it was too complicated to figure
it's
out.
It's too complicated, you guys. It's too complicated. So you know what we should do? We should totally hire 87,000 more of these asshats. Let's do that. Let's do it. So they can audit you and get more money to go to Vegas and buy expensive purses and Mercedes and go, you know, it's like, it's mind-boggling, the bureaucracy. But yeah, we should totally trust the government. We should totally trust them. They have our best interest in mind. You guys just keep going to your jobs today. Keep working and toiling away and giving them money. Keep doing that. What is the tax bracket? What's the tax code? What is it? What's the rate now? What is it like? 30 to 40% is what we're paying. That's
some
another
ungodly
thing.
Amount.
It is ungodly. That's another thing that is obscene, that we are frogs in the boiling pot of water. That's another thing. It's like I said the other day, my daughter, I think I said this, I may have been in our deep dive, but my daughter and I were in the car the other night coming home from swimming. And she was like, Mom, wasn't it like the when we fought, you know, Britain in the Revolutionary War and it was all about taxation? And I said, yeah. She goes, well, isn't it just as bad now? Like with taxation? Because you and Dad always complain about that. I was like, yeah, it is just as bad now. It is. And when she, a 12-year-old says that, and I'm like, yeah. And you come to the realization that it is just as bad now, but we've come to accept the fact that that's just where we are, right? You guys, it's just as bad because, I mean, we are taxed like crazy. Why is that? Why do we accept that? Again,
because we don't have to write a check for it. It comes out of our paychecks. You know what I mean? How many times have we said that? If you actually had to pay it like a bill, people would be freaking out. Absolutely freaking out.
It's craziness. Right? Yeah. I mean, people would be freaking out. Mm-hmm.
Not to get all like Captain Bring Down even more, but this is what Tucker said last night about the possibility of nuclear war. It's not looking good, you guys. Watch.
We've been trying over the past couple of months to point out that the conflict between Ukraine and Russia is really a conflict between Russia and the United States, and it's escalating to the point where nuclear exchange is becoming more likely than at any time in history since 1945, more than the Cuban Missile Crisis, much more, because there's no communication. So that may seem hard to believe, a nuclear war, really, that couldn't happen. Well, the Biden administration has just now sent out a press release from HHS that they're spending $290 million on emergency drugs to give Americans in the aftermath of a nuclear exchange.
Oh my God.
So they think it's real. You should know that it is.
Okay,
so terrifying.
Chuck said this is why God invented tequila. This is why he did.
Now would be a good time to start taking some tequila.
Okay.
Oh my God. So that was terrifying because I've been trying to have my absolute head in the sand about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've just been ignoring it as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
But that's freaking whack that they're now developing a emergency drug arsenal to take care of Americans in the event of a nuclear war. That's terrifying. And I thought everybody should probably know about it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, and I'm just throwing it out there, but somebody will obviously profit from that, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I wonder if Fauci's involved with that.
Oh, my God. Don't.
I'm just putting it out there.
Anyways, I know. I'm sorry.
Here's some good news.
Thank you, because people's stomachs are hurting. We don't want to like put too much. Yeah.
I have a little bit of good news, and that is that Chris Cuomo's new show has completely tanked.
Oh, yay! Yay!
I mean, tanked, you guys. Like, I think it's pulled in 147,000 viewers.
Oh, my God.
Like, his inaugural, big, hugely promoted show. Did you know that they ran a commercial for that show during Don Lemon's show on CNN? They ran an ad for Chris Cuomo's show
on CNN.
On Don Lemon. And it still tanked.
And it still didn't do well. I wonder how much that cost them to run that ad.
I can't
imagine.
That
had to have cost a fortune.
I cannot imagine. God.
And it still tanked.
Why are we paying this guy $1 million or whatever they're paying him a year?
Well, it's not going to last long. They'll pull the plug on that pretty quickly. He's going to have to live off of whatever family fortune that he's living off of. I mean, his daddy was, you know, I'm sure that didn't his daddy leave him lots of money? Yeah, he's going to have to live off his trust fund or whatever it is that he has. Yeah, it's like,
well,
it's going to tank.
Listen, we're going to lighten it up even further, because the other day we played you a montage of Kamala and her obsession with Venn diagrams. And, you know, there are a lot of instances where she talked about, I just love Venn diagrams, you know, with the three circles, you know,
and the intersection. Yeah, intersect.
I mean, it was so ridiculous. And that montage went completely viral, or has, over the last few days. It's everybody's talking about it, right? So just yesterday, she did it again, you guys. It's like
she doesn't pay attention. She doesn't pay attention.
No one on her team does either. Mm-mm. To say to her, hey, ixnay on the whole N diagram vey. Okay, because like everybody's making fun of you. Nobody bothered to tell her.
No.
So yesterday, this is what happened.
I've actually asked my team to do a Venn diagram. I love Venn diagrams. I just love Venn diagrams. You know, the three circles, right? Sometimes there are more.
Wait, listen again. Listen again.
I just love Venn diagrams. You know, the three circles, right? Sometimes there are more.
I cannot believe that she's still doing this.
Oh my God. Those women across her are like, it's so endearing. You're such a role model. We love you so much, Kamala.
Oh my God. What is wrong with her?
She's an idiot. She's a complete and total idiot. I can't with her.
I wanted to remind everybody about Healthy Cell, because Healthy Cell is the best way to start your day, you guys. This is what I do every day. I take my little packet of vegan essentials. This is a multivitamin. The only thing that makes it vegan is it's got extra B12. That's it. You can also just do a regular multivitamin if you like the berry taste better than the mango. What is it? Mango cherry? No, peach mango. Peach mango is my favorite, but I know a lot of people prefer the berry. And so whatever you choose, these are packets of delicious vitamin supplement mineral goo. I don't know how else to describe it except to say that it's just a delicious goo pack. And instead of being like a horse pill that you got to choke down that isn't going to even get absorbed by your body, this is the easiest thing to take ever. You get everything you need for the day. And not only does it taste delicious and absorb really well, it actually improves your body, as we just saw from our sales VP's husband, who did blood work without being on any vitamins on day zero, took Healthy Cell for 45 days, and now showed improvement in everything. Like, he's got the exact amount of right levels of vitamins, minerals, and supplements that his body needs. It's amazing. And you can get 20% off your first order by just going to healthycell.com/chicks. All right. What is in your sack of whack? Actually, I know what's in it. I'm going to share my screen so everybody can see it.
Okay, I had two, and this one I just settled on because it was a visual. This woman is a supermodel, and this defies logic. I think she made a pact with the devil. Mock thinks that it's Photoshop, and we had a big fight about this before we got on this morning. It's why we were late, okay? And she's like, no, Daisy, it's Photoshop. And I'm like, no, I think this is a real woman that
honestly, she's a real woman.
It is a real woman, but I don't think it's all Photoshop. Listen, when I'm 91, you will not be able to Photoshop me to look like this. I will never look like this. I look like the crypt keeper. Okay. Like, I will not look like this woman. You cannot Photoshop all of that. So we're going to show you the picture. She's 91.
This is Carmen Delrefis. I have no idea how to say her name. I've never heard of her before.
It defies logic. 91.
All right. Like, so you can see her name here, Carmen Delorifis, 91. She posed topless. She's got some undies on. Okay.
She's posing topless.
I mean, but like, she's covering her boobular area.
My boobs will not even be up here. They will be, and I, you know what I mean? They're going to be like down in the knee region by the time. Seriously. Are you with me, ladies? Like, there's no.
You guys. This is Photoshop. I'm telling you, if you saw this woman on the street, she would still be a very beautiful 91-year-old, but she would not look like this. Okay.
I mean, look at her. She's 91.
This is Photoshoppery. No, 91 has a face that smooth. That's not human.
Belt top boobies. Yeah, Darren. I mean, it's like these will not, they will be down. Seriously, like they already start going south at like 50. Look at her.
She's beautiful. I'm not taking 91. Away her beauty. I'm saying this is clearly massively retouched. Massively retouched.
Isn't there another, but there's another picture of her, right? There's a picture of her not being naked. Yeah, that's her not naked.
And Beverly, I mean, look at Beverly Johnson's face. They have so airbrushed the crap out of it. No 69-year-old woman looks like that.
No, 91-year-old. I think it's irresponsible then. It's irresponsible to put that out there. Like, scroll down some
more. Look at what it says. It says Beverly and Carmen on aging gracefully.
You're not aging gracefully. That's not graceful. Look at her. 91. And I mean, listen, I know that she's probably had some plastic surgery. Like there's been some stuff done, but for crying out loud.
I mean, it's been good work. I'm not denying that it's been great work,
right?
But also on top of the work, they have massively filtered and smoothed this photo. There's no question about that. Not a single solitary
question.
She's
like, ha, 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 I just made a pact with the devil.
Right. She's my like, boobs are still. I'm fooling all of you. No, you're not. No, you're not. This is, I'm not fooled by this.
That is nuts.
It's completely nuts and not real. It's not real. This is not real.
And she said that the trick is doing what you do for a baby, like treating your body like you would a baby. She said, nurture and feed babies with love. That's what you should do to your body. And I'm like, dude, have you ever had children? Like, have you ever, I mean, okay. Because I mean, like you guys have time to treat yourselves like babies every day. Do you guys have time to do that? I guess, reality check. Howard said, are you sure she's not just identifying as 91? Maybe she's a 50-year-old woman identifying as 91. It's a great question. Anyways, I thought that was completely whack.
Christy, yes, Mae Musk is also spectacularly gorgeous woman.
She's like 70. She's like 70 years old.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, like anytime you see her in a glossy magazine, there's been some help. She's beautiful, not taking away the beauty. I'm saying it's not 100% real what you see in the magazines. It's just not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Okay. All right. I mean, whatever. So I just
don't compare. If you're 91, if you're Diane Feinstein and you're freaking out that you don't look like that, just you're okay, Diane. You shouldn't be a senator.
It's a little irresponsible to do that. It's irresponsible to airbrush people all the time. Remember how Barbara Bush, there was an interview with her and she said that she said, I never want to be airbrushed ever.
Yeah.
That's what she did. She never was airbrushed. And I like that. I think that that's really cool. Don't be airbrushed all the time. You know what I mean? Just be yourself. And then it's like, then other women are like, oh, okay. So that's what a real person looks like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's not do that. Okay, you guys, bring it in. Everybody, bring it in. Cash, bring it in. Come on.
Wow. There he is.
Such a weirdo. He won't get up and say, hey, come on, say hello to everybody. Bring it in. All right, everybody, bring it in. Everybody, bring it in. It's going to be a great Thursday. Everybody, have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Rabbi Yaakov Menken of the Coalition for Jewish Values joins me to discuss the horrific rise in anti-Semitism towards Jewish families, schools, and more. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, the rabbi and I also discuss how Governor Andrew Cuomo unfairly targeted Jewish residents during the pandemic, the left's ugly anti-Israeli position, and why Iran is eager to use nukes. Don't miss it. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.